and welcome to part two of Raincoast Books podcast with Anthony Bourdain. If you missed the first installment, let me get you up to speed. Anthony Bourdain was in Vancouver to talk about his new book, The Nasty Bits. It was a day packed with interviews for radio, TV, and print, and I got to tag along, interviewing Anthony between media appearances while we dashed in and out of the car going from one place to the next. By 8 o'clock in the morning, Anthony's two interviews into his day, and we're headed to Barbara Jo's Books to Cooks for a book signing session. It's an independent bookstore run by Barbara Jo McIntosh, and she helped organize a sold-out event the night previous. Since the bookstore was packed and there was a lineup out the front door, Barbara Jo hustled us in the back way, leading us through a labyrinth of hallways, all the while Anthony explaining to a journalist why he doesn't really mind if people want to spend a fortune on fancy kitchens and expensive barbecues, even if they don't cook.
I completely understand the, you know, fetishizing knives and really nice pots and pans and, you know, really incredible ovens. You know, I like to use the sushi example. Suddenly in America, everyone, you know, there was a tipping point where people suddenly decided that eating raw fish, something that was previously repellent to them, was a good thing. Now, however, maybe they did it because it was cool, because it looked pretty, because they saw someone they liked eat it on TV. They read Shogun. Doesn't matter. The fact is, when they started eating sushi, everything got better for chefs everywhere. I mean, expectations for fish in Italian and French restaurants got better. So,
here's your chair.
Who cares how it got there or why? Okay.
Thanks.
Oh, and along with the chair, an ice cold beer.
Oh man, what kind of person do you think I am? An alcoholic.
These people have been here since 7:15, Tony.
Oh my God.
They got here before I did.
Hi.
So why don't you start?
Okay.
Chef, how you doing? All good.
Well, we had Anthony here in 2004 when he brought out Lahell's The Cookbook, and we had such a great time with him then. And his time was very limited in Vancouver this trip, so we planned the event at the Yale Hotel, which went great, but I knew that I wanted to have him in the store, so I said to Raincoast Books, well, I need him. So they said, okay, well, you can have him at 8 o'clock for 1 hour in the morning. And I said, I'll take him. People feel that his voice is speaking to them from a very honest place. Somebody that, I think one of his lines that he, you know, you hear him say over and over again about his drug addiction was that he wanted to live. That he, you know, made a lot of people unhappy. And I think people really can relate to that, because I think over our lives we've all made somebody unhappy along the way, and to hear somebody come out and say it. So I think that it comes from there, and then he's been able to write in that voice for everyone to appreciate.
I was showing you his restaurant across the street from.
Oh, yeah.
And they're off to.
Sorry to put you through the monotony of.
I hate selling books.
Yeah, I'm sure. This is a bunch of
Josh
chefs that are going to. They're all going to New York.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a Papaya King hot dog.
Papaya King hot dog?
Oh yeah, the one on East 86.
Okay.
Where to go? Barney Greengrass, the Sturgeon King, is good too on Amsterdam in 86.
Barney Greengrass and Sturgeon King.
Typical New York Jewish breakfast.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Right on. How long in our lovely city for?
Just a few more hours.
Oh, really?
Then off to Seattle.
Yeah. It's a good one.
I actually got up at 6. I'm a big fan. Loved Cook's Tour. That's what got me out of the country, actually, to go to Asia. And yeah, I just think he's a great writer and great on television.
It's a mix. Young, aspiring chefs, culinary students, working cooks, restaurant people, foodies, former restaurant people who kind of miss it, and a growing contingent of Asians who just, you know, really like, who a lot of times Vietnamese emigres or second generation Vietnamese, Chinese, Malaysian, Singaporean, who haven't been home, who've never been to their parents' home country, or who emigrated some time ago and are homesick, as well as a lot of, you know, recent arrivals who just kind of dig it that, you know, this goofy American guy loves their food and writes about it enthusiastically. That's really changed over the last few years. I mean, I've just noticed more and more Asian readers and viewers. Obviously, I like that. You know, I like being liked in Asia because I like I like going there. I can use all the friends I can get in that part of the world.
All right, thanks, dude.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy.
Hi, how you doing?
Have a sip of that. You probably need it. I thought you might start with the beer this morning.
A little early even for me.
My wife is, we really enjoyed the show last night.
Well, thank you.
So you're to keep the show going for a long time, we hope?
As long as they let me.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, they've renewed for a third season, so. Toloretta also,
yep.
All of these?
Yeah.
He just doesn't seem like your usual kind of cookbook author or food author. I'm surprised that this is at 8 o'clock. I figure he probably hasn't gone to bed yet. But maybe that's just the reputation he wants to cultivate.
Thanks. You guys have a fun time in Vancouver?
Always.
Yeah? Are you guys out and about last night?
Hanging out with some chefs, eating barbecue.
Oh, yeah? All
right. Okay, speaking of barbecue, this is my world-famous tequila lime sauce.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
If you can take that with you.
I will.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you very much. Can I get a picture of you?
Let's get one.
Sure.
The Kitchen Confidential kind of got us started on them because it's authentic. It's real. It's real kitchen.
Is your hand getting tired?
Nah. A lot easier than tourneying carrots.
Are you okay?
Thanks. Hello.
Hi. It's not, this is for you.
Oh,
just
thank
that you.
You
said that you support the Mexicans, and I am Mexican.
Yeah, I'm right. Where are you from
and
in Mexico?
Guadalajara.
Guadalajara. I haven't been there. Good food?
No? Oh, sí.
Yeah?
Good pozole.
Oh, I love pozole. And menudo, I like a lot.
Sí?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you for
thank you for that.
Yeah, sí. I have a question. Why do you decide to help the Mexicans? Why become your house?
Because I work, because Mexicans have, helped me and worked with me and worked for me and shown me how to survive in the kitchen for over 20 years. Because who are the best cooks in New York? When I was new in the kitchen and they say, here's how you learn your job, it was always I learned from a Mexican guy. We carnales, man. And always just a couple of Mexicans who
Seattle area.
Who are, who like that, somebody's actually talking about Mexican cooks. Well, at least acknowledging the fact that, they're doing all the cooking in America, or much of it, that the restaurant business is so entirely dependent on them. And that's something that mainstream food press, deliberately ignore. I mean, they know it, and they I'm not going to say lie, but they pretend not to see. Now, it's easier to peg an article, hang an article on, the celebrity chef, and pretend that he's there. It's disgusting. It's really disgusting. Sophisticated, knowledgeable, politically liberal, writers in New York City who perpetuate that whole, this whole myth. It's hard, even, guys who would like to, as far as the Mexican component, Latino component, if you don't have a big successful TV show or a publishing empire behind your restaurant, it is very much in your financial interest to keep that mystique going. There is a laying on of hands on every dish by the famous chef. That's you kind of need that, especially because they're very aware that the press will jump all over them if they're seen kind of out and about too much, and if people come to think that they're not in their place enough, that they've moved on, that they're not paying attention.
It's his birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Yes, 50.
So we'll say happy birthday.
It's your birthday coming up. Number 50. Okay.
Yeah.
Have a good birthday.
Thank you. I honestly never thought I'd see 30 or 40. I mean, I was kind of really confused after, particularly after 30. I was like, well, Jesus, what do I do now? I didn't have a plan. So really, I kind of got used to the fact that I don't have a plan, and that plan seems to have been working. at this point, I just feel like, you know, I've compared it to a pinball game where you're kind of drunk at a bar, you drop a quarter in a pinball machine, and you tend to lose the quarter quickly. You know, yeah, I'll just play for a few minutes, finish my beer, and go home. And for some reason, maybe because you're drunk, maybe because you don't care, you know, the thing keeps racking up extra points, like ding, 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 bonus, 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 and you know, you're beginning to wonder, you know, when do I get the hell out of here? I never expected to live to 30. It came as a real shock to me, you know, so I just see it as like I'm on bonus round.
Beauty. Thank you.
Yes.
I gave you two more. Can't believe I didn't get these done last night. No, I did bring them. One for Damien. He's a chef friend.
D-A-M.
Anthony Bourdain at Barbara Jo's Books to Cooks in Vancouver. His newest book is called The Nasty Bits, Collected Varietal Cuts, Usable Trims, Scraps and Bones. It's published by Bloomsbury and distributed in Canada by Raincoast Books. You can buy it online from chaptersindigo.ca or amazon.ca. Might be easiest just to go to the Raincoast Books website, follow the links there. You can also see some pictures from Anthony's visit to Vancouver. That's www.raincoast.com/Bourdain. And we have one more installment in this series next week, something we're calling Not So Nasty Bits, collected through the day with Anthony Bourdain.
I'm afraid of clowns and nurses' shoes and rats, so won't be eating rat. I don't care how delicious some might believe them to be.
More with Anthony Bourdain next time on the Raincoast Books podcast. I'm Robert Wiemet. Thanks for listening.